to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 208, I think.
You help.
Sounds
maybe.
Right. I am Chris, joined by Tony.
Yes, yes, I am here.
And Jeff.
Hi.
Fozzie's somewhere.
Who knows?
Yeah.
The late Fozzie.
He died. I don't know. We talk about games sometimes here. I've been playing some stuff. I don't know.
Can't talk about my beer.
Can't talk about what?
My beer.
Well, what? Why not?
It's a Belgian strong ale, which aged in brandy barrels. It's delicious. It's called Holy Sheet.
Holy Sheet.
Boy.
Okay.
Delicious.
Who makes that one?
It's from Heavy Seas Brewery in Baltimore, Maryland. So it's a local beer for me.
Cool.
It's delicious.
I'm drinking my usual Anti-Hero. It's good.
Yeah.
I say it's good. That's what it is.
It's good. I've had it. It's good.
Yeah.
Not great, but it's good.
Is it readily available by you or not?
I mean, I can find it if I look hard. It's not readily available.
But if you went to, like, a bigger liquor store?
Like, there are stores here that carry it, yeah.
Okay. That's good. I mean, they have other beers. I mean, I've tried some of the other stuff, too. Everything I've tried by them I like, but I have not tried a ton by them. Throw this out there since we sometimes talk about beer. I tried another beer by them this week called Dos Osos, but it's made by them and another brewing company, which I've never heard of before. It's like you know, in partnership, we made this beer with them, like limited edition. It's like, what the fuck? It's good though.
I had a beer last week that Brian said was his favorite beer, and it was disgusting. It was a smoked porter that was flavored with chipotle.
Weird.
It was undrinkable. So, Brian, there's something wrong with your taste bud. Sorry. That beer is awful. It's horrendous. I would never get it again.
But he's a hipster. He can't have bad taste in beer. It's not possible, is it?
Hipsters drink PBR all the time.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
PBR is
stand corrected. I don't know, I had that one beer that you liked by Dogfish, I thought that it was awful. What was it? Raison d'être?
Yeah, Raison d'être.
I did not like it. I don't like raisins, though, so... Maybe that was it.
Well, it's got a... it's not raisins. It's like prunes.
Well, whatever it was, fuck it. Like, and you know what's weird is, like, now that I drink Anti-Hero, like, daily, like, when I go back and have a Dogfish, I don't like it that much. Like, I do like Lagunitas a lot, though. You get that out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. Anyways, sorry. Got a little distracted there. Beer.
Nothing wrong with beer.
The listeners want to know.
What are you drinking? You're drinking water, aren't you?
I actually don't have anything there. I do have some ice cream, but that's about it.
Drinking ice cream.
Yes, I'm drinking it. Well, if I don't eat it soon, it will be it'll be a milkshake. So that's something, I guess. What have you guys been playing?
I've been playing Spacecom.
Spacecom.
Which is a strategy game that's not... It's actually in alpha right now. It's not out. It's not even in early access. So you can't, you know, play it. Oddly, though, even though it's in alpha and no one can play it or see it, I can tell you guys whatever you want to know about it. Which is funny to me. but it's a... it was advertised to me as a 4X game.
Okay.
The problem with 4X... one of those X's is exploitation, which is like research. There's no research component of the game. So basically you build fleets, and there are three kinds of fleets. There are like battle fleets, invasion fleets, which you can use to take over other planets, and siege fleets, which you can use to completely destroy other planets. And you use these different fleets to like fight over a section of the universe. It's in real time, so you're moving ships around and fighting over star systems and just trying to take over. There's not a whole lot to it. It's pretty simplistic. I was really expecting, you know, the typical 4X game where you build up your civilization and research technologies and end up battling, designing ships and battling over huge portions of the universe in a really colorful way. And it's more like chess. It's, you have a really finite number of units and you try to find the best way to use them and apply them. And in that sense, it's a lot more strategic. You're just strategizing about a lot fewer things. So it's interesting. It's different. I would say it probably lacks a lot of the depth of a lot of these other games because of its simplistic nature, which would, might affect its long-term playability. But it was fun while I played it.
Can you play it against other people?
That's the game's big draw, is that it's designed to play really quick multiplayer strategic matches.
So maybe that's where the draw will be for it is. Right.
That said, cool. Something like this is going to have a hard time without that other, like, snare to build that kind of community.
Right.
That it would need to survive. So we'll see how it turns out. Don also has a code, so I'm hoping to get into multiplayer with him.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have to see how that turns out. Been playing anything else? That's pretty much it.
I beat Watch Dogs.
Yeah. What do you think?
I like the story less and less the more I played through it.
Yep.
Like, at the end, I absolutely detested everything about it. Like, the two female characters, like, both completely melt down to a realm of, like, these can't actually be people because they've done so many, like, completely and utterly contradictory things.
Yeah, they're terrible, terrible characters. The sister is basically there just to be rescued.
Right, and not to spoil things, but I mean, the other woman's not exactly.
No, yeah,
Yeah, but the sister is awful. Like, and she should absolutely hate Hayden, and like her reactions don't make sense given the situation she gets put in.
Right.
Like, as a character, she completely lacks believability, and of course, the rest of the story is so far out there and. Like, why does this person instantly trust Aiden? I don't understand what's going on here. And I hated it. And then there's that stupid voice that occurs during the credits. I didn't really see the point of that either.
Oh, or you have the guy caught from the beginning.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, that was weird. Like, yeah. you make no choices in that game, like, the entire game, and then they're like, we're going to throw this one in. Because this is a game about choice.
We swear, you can do whatever you want. Look, here's your chance. Great.
Yeah, I like the design of some of the story missions, but as far as the actual narrative goes, I thought it was pretty garbage.
Yeah, some of the story missions are a lot of fun. More fun than some of the dynamic stuff that happens. Yeah. Gameplay in that game is a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun playing it, but...
Yeah. It just, it needs a better, you know, writing team attached to it.
Oh, a much, much, much better writing team.
Like, it's gonna get a sequel, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, it sold really well, and I had this for news, but we can bring it up now. Ubisoft sales, first quarter sales... year over year, are up by 374% because of Watch Dogs.
That's pretty big.
So, that pretty much guarantees that there's going to be a Watch Dogs 2. So, hopefully they can reinvest some of this money into you know, finding people who can write coherent sentences and characters that actually make sense.
Yeah. What was that, Jeff?
Well, does this mean I don't get new Splinter Cell?
I think you're going to get a new Splinter
Cell. That's what I want right now.
But, I mean, there's different teams working on all of these games.
Yeah, Watch Dogs is kind of like a... It's almost like a melding of everything.
Yeah, there's a little... That they do. Yeah, yeah.
Splinter Cell Creed or something.
Yeah.
Splinter Creed. Some out of Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... It's pretty cool, I guess.
I still haven't played it.
You should play it. It's worth playing. It's definitely worth playing. I don't regret... Like, there, like I go on like Amazon and you see some of the comments like, this is a waste of $60. It's not a waste of money. It's definitely... You'll get your worth out of it.
Well, I own it, and I've played a couple hours. Like, and I didn't find any of the gameplay that bad at all. Like, it's okay. That's the thing is, like, I have so many other games where, like, well, it's not like a whole shitload is coming out right now, but, like, I'd rather play Shovel Knight again than that. I don't know.
The hook for Watch Dogs isn't very good. Like Aiden is not a good character, so playing as him isn't all that entertaining. But actually being in that world, I found quite fun.
Like I said, I played maybe 2 hours. While I'm playing it, I'm having fun, but right. I never sit there and go, I want to play it. Like, I don't get off work and be like, yes, more Watch Dogs, you know?
Sure.
Usually I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to do laundry and make dinner, and oh my god, I want to pass out, and yeah.
I will say I'm glad I'm no longer playing Watch Dogs.
Yep. I mean, I have no interest in the DLC that's probably coming out for it. And
yeah, I will not be getting any more. Like, I'll be deleting this from my hard drive as soon as I get another game to put it in place. And I'll have fun Watchdog memories, but we'll never connect. Delete it from my phone.
The car chases. Well, I mean, like, the driving wasn't great. Like, once you start upgrading it, it becomes at least serviceable. But the car chases become really fun, like, once your hacking gets upgraded. Like,
everything is blowing up, using the spikes and taking out the helicopters.
It's like explosions everywhere. You can blow up just about everything. Like when they're chasing you and just... I love how it kind of just, like, spins the camera around to show you what's going on and...
When you do something cool, it definitely gives you that payoff, which is nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, what, Jeff?
Nothing. Something we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it shortly, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jeff, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Pikmin 3 again, mostly. It's good. It's as good as I said it was before, but better. I don't know.
It aged well.
I mean,
it's only a year old.
It's good, so. Yeah. It's like we talked about it last fall and shit, and I did the review. Yeah, I don't really have anything to add about it except that I'm enjoying playing it now, where I'm not trying to rush through it. Like, because when I first played through it, you want to see what the next boss is gonna be or whatever. Right. Now it's like I'd rather just try to find all the little things in the level, you know. And I tried out some of, like, they had other modes in there, or, like, another mode, like, a mission mode. Uh-huh. That's pretty cool. It'll be, like, you have 7 minutes, see how many, like, fruits you can collect in 7 minutes. Or you have, you know, 10 minutes, see how many enemies you can kill. Shit like that. That mode actually was kind of fun, because, like, they'll rank you and shit in it, like, you know, you got a bronze, like, you know, you suck.
Okay.
But, I don't know, I don't get what, I remember you said you didn't like it, and it makes me very sad. Very sad, Chris. I don't think you got far enough in, like, to really get a feel of, like, I don't know. Maybe you just didn't like it.
Yeah, it's definitely very well polished, and it just didn't strike me. Like, I wasn't like, I need to keep playing this, like, I didn't really care about the boss battles, and I don't know, it just wasn't for me.
The only thing I would say is, if possible, I wish they would re-release it, like, the first one. Like, the first one, I think, is a great starter for that series, because, like, Pikmin 3 has kind of a lot going on compared to the first one. And honestly, I think that the first one might be better, so...
There's a lot of stuff that they want you to do, and, like, I got to the ice area, or whatever, and I think that's where I quit. I was like...
Well, in this, you have three, commanders.
Yeah, and you're, like, splitting between them, and...
You're splitting between them, you also need to use them to get to, like, high, like say there's, like, a higher ledge, you can't... There's no way for you to walk up. There's no stairs for you to walk up. Like, you're supposed to throw one commander up there and then throw all your Pikmin up there. And they build puzzles around that, which is, like, it's cool for someone like me who's a veteran of the series that is, like, this is something different, like a new kind of puzzle. But Pikmin 1 just had very simple, it was a very simple approach to it. You only have one commander. There's only three Pikmin, you know.
Right, I mean, you're dealing with multiple Pikmins here, and...
Like, you if you're good at the game, you'd be doing crazy shit, like, you know, multitasking all over the fucking place. And that's interesting, I think. It's more interesting if you're, like, comfortable with the series, like, you know what you're... Yeah. Anyways, that's my little spiel on that.
They did release Pikmin 1 for the Wii, right?
They did. I bought it on that. It played well on it, actually, like... But maybe I would like an HD remake.
Sure. Maybe I'll try and track down the Wii version, though, and give it a shot.
Yeah, I found it, when the Wii was on its last legs, I found it for, like, $10. I was like, fuck yeah, and I played it again.
Sometimes you can find that stuff at Walmart. They're pretty good about how to make that.
They're weird. They still have, like, random PS2 games in the shrink wrap and shit. It's like, what the fuck? Like, they don't know how to unload shit sometimes, like... They have at least in my Walmart, they have a bin of, like, games that are, like, deeply discounted, right? Like, and back when they first put that bin up, this was, like, fucking last, like, a year ago now, there was, like, Mass Effect 3 in there for $10. I was like, fuck yeah, I snatched it up. But, like, they still had that bin there, and, like, they're still charging $10 for, like, Michael Jackson the Experience. Like, no one's gonna buy that shit. Like,
right.
Like, Hannah Montana for the original DS, like, $10. It's like, dude, even GameStop, you could go there and probably get it for $2. Like, they don't know what they're doing. They just, $10 is cheap, right? You know? But anyways, yeah, they're weird like that.
Yeah. You play anything else?
I just started Shovel Knight New Game Plus, and that's what I was saying, like, oh my god, too. It's like... As far as I can tell, it's, like, way harder in every regard. Like, there's less checkpoints. The platforming is, like, more hard. Like, there's, like, more, what would you call them? Pits where you can fall into. Like, right. They, like, remove some of the stage from you. Holy shit. Like, I'm fighting a boss right now. I swear to God, I have to hit him, like, 3 times before I do any damage. I'm like, god damn, dude. This is ridiculous. Like, I just want to go back and play the regular version almost.
Well, the regular version of that is real good. I picked it up over to... I think I picked it up on Sunday. I like it quite a bit. It is a... It's a weird conglomeration of, like, different throwback retro NES games. It's like Mega Man and Castlevania and DuckTales... all rolled into one, with, like, some elements of, like, Dark Souls even thrown in.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you die, like, you don't lose everything like you do in Dark Souls, but you'll lose, like, a percentage of your money that you can go collect from where you died. And
yeah, I mean, it's exactly like that. It's like this whole Dark Souls thing right there. The other thing is, like, I don't know if you know this, the checkpoints you can destroy for loot.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm too much of a pussy to fuck with it.
Yep. There's like this big risk reward thing, right? Like, yeah. You destroy it, like, you can get huge amounts of loot, but.
But if you die, you're going, like, these levels are long as shit. Like, you want your checkpoints real bad. Like, I remember my first playthrough, very often I was like, come on, man, give me a check, babe. Give me a checkpoint, man. Come on. And, like, right when I'd say that, like, the next room there'd be the checkpoint. Like, they knew exactly where I wanted it. But, goddamn, if I didn't have that there, like, if I had destroyed it thinking I was going to be strong and whatever. But, like, from what I remember, there's, like, four checkpoints at every level. I just played the first level. There's only two. Like, goddamn, dude.
Oh, the level I just played, there were six.
So, okay, so maybe they like, vary. Yeah, but
they vary depending upon how long the level is. I heard some like pretty cool things. I don't know how accurate they are, but so the game was kickstarted, and yes. I guess they've reached a stretch goal, and there's going to be DLC for it,
yes.
Where you'll be able to play as some of the other knights, and that's evidently coming free. That's just like a free update.
I thought that was for people that that funded it, though, no?
Well, I mean, how do you do that on, like, the Wii?
Yeah, though? I guess. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I do know that the one piece, I guess, is it's going to be like a gender swap, like a role reversal, where you won't play as the Shovel Knight, you'll play as the Shield Knight, who you're trying to rescue, and instead of you fighting the Enchantress, you'll fight the Enchanter.
Cool.
And it's going to change like the whole story and everything else. So I don't know. That's pretty cool. The game is actually, it's fantastic. Very well put together.
Yeah, I was working on a review of it and I got sidetracked. I'm going to try to finish it. I do want to do a review of it. I think it's worth it. But I also owe you Game of the Month for that too, so I'll get on that.
Yeah.
But
publish that next week.
Yeah. But yeah, like the game, I had no hype for it going in, but then like right before release, I started seeing reviews and shit, and I was like, wait a second, this might be something worth paying attention to. And yeah, dude, it's like, if it was like, say it came out in the NES era, like everyone would fucking love that game. Like everyone would remember it. It's fucking really, and it takes like, you know, it's got the difficulty and the things that you remember from that era, but like it takes away some of the frustration of playing those old games.
Oh, yeah, because it has the checkpoints.
Like, yeah.
The levels are just as long as they are in some of those older games, but because of the checkpoints, like you're not getting first. Oh, god damn. Like in Mega Man, like if you die, you're going all the way back to the beginning. And it's like, fuck!
Go back and play Castlevania 3 and see how long those fucking levels are.
Yeah.
You get to the boss with like, you know, a little bit of health, and you're like, holy shit, like, this game has all that, like, it has all the challenge, but it just, and I think the levels are longer than some of the, like, you know, yeah, some of the old NES games did have long-ass levels, like, you're right, Mega Man, Castlevania, but these levels are, like, a minimum.
Oh, yeah, there's some that are really long, but you could do that with those checkpoints, and like you said, and
it feels, you know,
yeah,
it still feels very challenging. It feels very challenging, but not to the point where you're like, you know, I want to murder things. I did find the final boss to be very, very challenging. I did beat her, but, what's his name? Chris at RetroCore. I was talking with him about it. He's like, I don't know. I didn't die. He's like, I beat it first try. I was like, get the fuck out. You gotta be lying. Because I was like, wait till you see this boss, Chris. Like, I died probably fucking 50 times. And then I finally beat her, and I was like, fuck yeah. And I actually recorded it. I was so happy I beat her. And then there was a second phase to where I was like, oh no. And I was like, I'm gonna die and I'm just gonna give up. But the cool thing is, like, there was no checkpoint or anything, but, like, it basically was, like, if you died in her second phase, you just went back to the second phase.
Okay, you started there.
But, like, say if you turn the game off, I'm assuming you have to go back and do it all over again.
Oh, that sucks.
So, I'm telling you, when you beat her first phase, stick with it, because the ending is actually cool to the game. It has a, like, compared to a lot of like NES games, like the end credits are really fun.
I plan on finishing it. So,
good luck, man. There's some challenge in there for sure. The game is no joke, and I can tell right now on New Game Plus, like I don't think I have what it takes.
Chris at RetroCore, I guess he started on New Game Plus, and he was getting frustrated with it. I think so.
Really? Yeah, I mean, as far as I can tell, like, they just, like, alright, what can we make harder? Like, let's make everything harder. I don't know. I don't know if I'm down with that. I like the game, like, I like the regular game as it is. I think it's pretty much a perfect balance of difficulty, so.
I wrapped up Zombie Driver Ultimate Edition. That's a game. it's I found it fun to just like as a palate cleanser to jump in, play a level, jump out, go do something else. But yeah, that's not a game you want to sit down and play for long periods of time. The missions get really repetitive. Like, there's 30 of them, but they kind of cycle the same like three or four things over and over again. And then I finished up Outlast and jumped into that DLC, Whistleblower. That's some gory shit. Like, there's some pretty twisted stuff in the core game. There's some more crazy stuff going on in Whistleblower. way more twisted than the original. And it's kind of painted as a prequel, but I guess as it goes on, like, some of the events are happening at the same time as the stuff that is happening in the original Outlast.
Kind of weeds into the original.
Yeah, because when Whistleblower ends, it ends after the original Outlast has ended.
Interesting.
So, like, you actually, like, that guy escapes, and he escapes in Miles' car. Like, the Jeep that you leave outside.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's this cool, like, bookend. Like, you start in the Jeep and you end in the Jeep. It's worth playing. It's not quite as, I don't think it's quite as good as the original game. It took me about 3 hours, though. But it just doesn't, the original game felt way more cohesive. And this kind of feels more like thrown together, and the villains aren't quite as memorable.
Okay.
You had the doctor in the original one, and there's nobody quite like that. There's this guy who wants to marry you.
Weird.
Yeah, he's all dressed up in a tuxedo, and he's like kind of chasing you around, except he's psychotic and trying to kill you. So.
Hello.
And there's Fozzie.
Yeah, hello.
So that's a Whistleblower. It's fun. Kind of glad to be done with that, though, because that was like 7 hours of horror.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot of horror.
Yeah. And the last 3 hours, Whistleblower stuff is, as I said, way gorier than anything from the original, which it's a shame because the original just does so well with atmosphere, and this is like, now we're just going to gross you out. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, the original was just intense, like, and just really creepy. Every room, you're just like, ugh, I don't like this.
Right, but it was like, it wasn't always like, I don't like this because, oh, there's a dead body.
No, I was just like, uncomfortable the whole time. Yeah, like, oh, like, God, something's going to happen.
Like, and really good at that. With this, it was like every time like you turned a corner, it was like, oh, so that's what's going on here. You run into some of the same characters, like the two giant naked dudes with knives that are kind of like, they talk back and forth between each other in the original. You meet up with them a couple times. The behemoth dude, you'll meet up with him like once or twice. But most of the time is spent with this like weird dude that wants to marry you.
Perfect.
So yeah. So Fozzie, what have you been up to?
Man, not much. As far as new games, probably none. Playing more Mass Effect 1.
Yeah. So how's that going for you?
It's the worst. The Mako still sucks terribly. The health system is really broken.
No one let Krishan hear this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Mass Effect 2. That's all I'm going to say about that. I like the story, though. The story and the characters are awesome in Mass Effect 1. Can't beat it, but the thing about 2 is, it's like, head and above.
Right.
Holy. Hey, Fozzie, what'd you get for your free game with Mario Kart?
Wind Waker.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I played a couple hours. It's fun so far.
You never played it before?
No.
Oh, what the fuck? That to me.
Fozzie's not the biggest Zelda fan either, so...
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be it.
Yeah, we'll see, because everyone keeps saying, oh, this is the best Zelda, oh, yeah.
No, it's not
the best 3D Zelda.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's up there, though.
I would.
I mean, it's the most accessible 3D Zelda. Like, it's very... Like, a fucking 2-year-old could beat it, but...
Oh.
And it's,
well, that's good.
It's better than Twilight Princess and Skyward Sword and Ocarina.
Not better than... Wait, I mean, Ocarina, you get some flack for that, but my favorite...
I'm sure.
It's, my favorite 3D is...
You like Majora's Mask, though, right?
Love that game, yeah.
A lot of people do.
But, I think right behind it, as far as 3D goes, would probably be Wind Waker. It's grown on me so much over time. It was just like, man, that's a really charming game. Just the capture.
I think, like, the thing about Wind Waker, which is, like, a good point, is that it seems like a Zelda game. Like, as far as the world and kind of the tone of it, it seems that Zelda should be a cel-shaded game regardless. So... It seems like it makes sense to have this game out there, so...
The art style's great.
Yeah.
It made me kind of feel how I felt playing, like, the old original, you know? But, I'm definitely down with whatever art style I wanted. Like, I thought that the art style in the one that came out last year was a little funky, but that was a great game, so whatever.
Right. Wait, are you saying Skyward Sword was a great game?
No, A Link Between Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
The 3DS one, I thought that Link looked really goofy and shit in it, but the game itself, like, dude, that is one of the best fucking Zelda games ever.
Yeah, it seems like when Link is not in, like, the best graphics, like, it looks better. I don't know. Like, it just, the game plays better, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So...
The thing about Wind Waker, though, besides the fact that it's easy, though, is that the world is split up into these islands, and they're all super tiny. Like, they're all, like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, they're very fucking small, so that's the one thing that, like, bugs me about the game. Like, I love the sailing, I love the art style, I love the charm that the game has, but the world itself is a little... Like, it throw a couple islands in there that are gigantic, you know? That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But either way.
So that was point.
Sorry, sidetrack. I'm going to go grab a beer.
Well, let's jump into news. Tony, what do we got?
I think we have to start with some Kickstarter news, because this is my favorite story of the week. Someone on Kickstarter started a project for a potato salad.
Yes.
And it only had, like, a $10 goal, and he had, like, some really minor things. He'll give you a bite of potato salad or whatever.
The Kickstarter is
currently at $45,000.
Awesome.
And has more than 5,000 backers.
I love it.
People really want this man's potato salad.
I don't even want to... I mean, I did not donate to it, but... I don't even want his potato salad. Like, I just want his, like, way to go, you.
I mean, a lot of people are hating it because they feel that other projects should be funded over that, but...
Right, but here's the thing, like, you're gonna tell me that I should fund your music album or your game or your movie. Like, no, you know what? This is fun. It's stupid, but, like, maybe I want potato salad more than I want your dumb movie or game or music.
Well, he said he's, like, collecting, like, a recipe book of, like, potato salads from every country where he's got a donor. Like, if you really like potato salad, there's some stuff here to love.
Yeah. And you know, like, I'm sure he never thought that he was going to get this much money. And
no.
He just put it up as a joke, and
it's spiral, and he's going with it. Like,
he's going with it.
That's great. Did you guys see the Ben Kuchera article on Polygon about this?
No.
So he wrote an article about, like, why this is kind of cool and why all these people complaining about it are, like, just not getting it. It's like so many people go on for, like, hey, you should support my book or you should support my game or movie or music or whatever. And they spend, like, four paragraphs telling you why you should support it, but they never tell you, like, why their thing is going to be cool. Like, they just, I need money, you know, I need money to do this, I want to pursue my art, and they never tell you why the shit that should be, that they're asking you money for, you should give them money.
Like, why this thing should exist.
Right, and instead this guy's like, I want to make some potato salad, give me money.
Oh, is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker made some fucking dough off that from what I saw.
Like, yeah. He's up to $45,000.
He's going to be making a lot of potato salad, let's just say that much.
He's supposed to send like a bite of it to all of his backers, so...
I think it's cool, and like, anyone that kind of gets off their high horse for a second, it's just, listen, it's not like this is going to be something where, oh, I want to make nachos, give me $10. Like, this is a one and done type deal.
But it was like,
this thing happened, and then just, you know.
You know what pisses me off about, though? It's like, when Kickstarter first started, I was like, I just want to make one where I just, like, you need to give me some money so I can, like, fucking party or whatever. I think I, like joked about it on here. I was like, maybe I should have just done that and fucking...
I would have made at least, like, you would put $10 out there, I guarantee you would have made at least $10.
But this motherfucker puts up, I want to make some fucking potato salad, and he's getting thousands of dollars from him. It's like, that was my idea, man. I want to do nothing and get all the monies.
Yeah.
I'm really interested. I'd like to try some of this potato salad. I'm a big fan of potato salad. And I haven't backed this project, but you know, I'm interested in the results.
After $10, he's like, "I'm going to give you a bite of my potato salad." But he didn't say you have to be in the same city. Like, I feel like there's going to be a lot of mumbo jumbo going on there.
Are you allowed to ship potato salad across state lines? Mm. Or, you know, he's got international backers. Can he send it to Canada or Mexico?
Probably not.
I imagine most people don't give a shit.
Right. I think that's it too. Plus, there's others. It's like, I can't send you a potato salad, so here's your thing. Your hat.
Right. Or your, you know, recipe, digital copy of the recipe book with all the potato salad in it.
Perfect. I don't know. I think it's cute. I think it's awesome.
Like, right.
Yeah. I'm nice.
It's fun. Like, I'd prefer people give money to charity, but meh.
But sure. It's but fine. But people that were going to give money to charity were going to give money to like that, and that's where, like, these people that are going, oh, well, there's so much, like, cool stuff out there that you should really be supporting instead of this. Well, I didn't want to support that shit beforehand.
Right.
Like,
wait, are people actually upset about this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There are people. Of course, I forgot. It's the internet.
People can be angry about anything.
We just discussed it.
My $5, you know what? If I want to pay someone else to make potato salad, whatever.
It's fucking hilarious.
Right. How many people pay people to make them food all the time?
Right.
It's no different.
I'm like standing in line at Potbelly. You know, I want that potato salad on the bottom. I think I'm going to pick that up. You're not complaining when I do it then.
Right. Somebody made that, and you're providing money for it, so... I don't know. It's fucking absurd.
People complain about anything.
Like, and... I have less issues with this than, like, a company like Harmonix or Double Fine, which has capital, like, asking their fans for money. Like,
right.
And even then, it's like, why do I care what people do with their money?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I get exactly what you're saying. I'm with you 100% on that. It's like, well, it's kind of stupid, but whatever. If you want to give them money, go for it.
Yeah, it's their money.
I'm not going to give them money, so. I don't like Double Fine, just saying.
Right. Like, I mean, if somebody wants to give them money for it, like, it's their money. It's their cash.
Yeah. I mean, go for it.
What else we got in news?
I'm glad Fozzie's here now, so we can talk about Cliffy B coming back.
Oh, yeah, I saw the original tweet.
His new studio, which is called Boss Key Productions,
was
making a new free-to-play shooter called Blue Streak.
There's a little bit of controversy behind this, too, right?
Well, I don't know.
You guys hear it? Well, I'll explain it after we get Fozzie's impressions.
Cliffy B's back. Come on, Fozzie. You got to be excited.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give Cliffy B the, you know, like, I want to give him a, I feel like maybe this Cliffy B has matured.
I like him on Twitter. It's fun.
I think, you know, yeah, and I'm starting to kind of like, you know, be on the Cliffy B side where...
He sometimes blogs too, and he's like a pretty good writer, I'd say. Like,
yeah, but at the same time, he puts his foot in his mouth all the fucking time. Like, he really does. So, I want to give him the, you know, I'm going to give him some leeway and see how it goes and see if this is, you know, if he just kind of shuts his mouth and not be a fucking asshole all the time, then that'd be cool. We'll see.
So, the controversy kind of behind this, though, is a little while ago, his ex-employer announced their own free-to-play shooter, Unreal Tournament, whatever they're calling it. And now he has come out, and he is making a free-to-play shooter.
Right.
And he's the code name for it is, I think Tony said, Blue Shriek,
right.
Which is evidently a something that happens in Unreal Tournament. If you do something in Unreal, like, the announcer will yell, like, Blue Streak. So it's kind of like, and that, I mean, that was a series that he was very instrumental in. Like, I mean, people kind of associate him with Gears, but yeah, he worked with them for a long, long time, and he definitely had his hands in Unreal Tournament. And it's kind of just like I'm going to take on my own ex-company with my new shit. So there were some people kind of saying that he was being a dick again, and I don't know, I thought it was funny.
I thought it was an odd time for him to make the announcement, though. They did an AMA as well, and he said that they haven't chosen an engine yet for the game. So they're not very far along in the development process, and they're still hiring people.
But sounds a lot like when, you know, Respawn launched, like, oh, we're going to make a game, like, and here's the people that are kind of behind it.
Right. We won't be hearing much about this for a while.
Yeah,
I don't know, it seems like Titanfall came kind of, like, not, like, super quick.
It only took them 2 years.
Yeah, it wasn't that long, but then, again, look at Titanfall. Like, I'm not picking on the game, but there's not that much to it. Like, it's...
You don't think
it's a really good idea, you know? Like,
you don't think it's going to public 2015, then?
Maybe late next year. Depending upon how they handle things. But they haven't even started working on it yet, so... Right.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be one of those, like, early access games by the end of next year.
Maybe.
Early access, free-to-play...
It sounds like
yeah. Like is every it, other PC game now.
For PC, what's wrong with that?
You know,
did he announce? I don't think he necessarily. Well,
I know it's for PC.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's announced whether it's coming to consoles or not.
Just curious.
Given that he hasn't chosen an engine or anything else, I think. No.
Probably. Like, I mean, we're making it on PC, so that's where it will be. But like, I'm sure that if, you know, Microsoft or Sony were to come to him and go, "Hey, we want your shit on our machine," that they would make that happen.
Yeah.
Anything else going on?
Oh, yes. Let's see. We talked about Ubisoft before. There was a story earlier this week where a Microsoft employee was giving an interview and indicated that they were no longer going to allow retail Xbox One to be used as dev kits. And of course that immediately made the rounds around the entirety of the games journalism sphere. Turns out that statement was incorrect. They haven't abandoned the conversion plans. It just happened that that one person was misinformed. And the entire industry immediately jumped on the story.
And none yeah, of- without, ever- like, requesting for clarification or anything else. Anybody, like...
No, that's cool. Got it.
Especially from a company that, and maybe this is why they ran it, but a company that has had major issues with messaging and being able to get the proper answers out to the public, you would think you would ask for clarification from maybe people in the know.
Yeah, that's slightly important. But...
Whatever.
I like this story because it's fun, this other story. Pornhub is asking users to stop posting footage of the Germany-Brazil World Cup game under the title of Germany fucking Brazil.
That's awesome.
I saw some funny-ass shit. Like, I follow someone from Pornhub on Twitter, and she, like, posted this fucking... There's just a picture, and I was like, I went on... This is what I saw. I was like, yeah, it's like Brazil gets fucked in the ass by Germany or some shit. Like, there's this other video, like, this is completely unrelated, but on Facebook that one buddy posted where it's like, I don't know what it was, I just clicked on it, and it's like, it looks like a fruity drink, and they're playing like this fucking, like, Brazilian music. It's all like happy and shit, and a fucking giant fucking mug of beer slams down on top of it with a German flag on top of it and, like, crunches the fucking drink. I was like, that's pretty funny, too. But yeah, I don't have been watching the soccer thing, but I heard about that shit.
It was evident. I did not see the game, but it was evidently really, really bad.
It was brutal. It was blitzkrieg, some might say.
It was like 5-0 in the first half, which is almost unheard of in soccer, especially on the world stage. In the semifinals, no less.
Like, I mean, I haven't watched a ton of soccer, but what I've seen is, like, if there's a goal, that's a big deal. Like, one goal, you know?
Yeah, one goal's a lot.
I watched the end of that last USA game, and, like, God, they came close. Like, I don't know, I wasn't planning to watch it. I just went to a bar, and it was, like, on. I was like, all right, I'll watch it, I guess. And I was like, it was pretty fun.
It's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, but not the ending you wanted, but oh well.
Yep.
I don't know, that was the most disappointing World Cup. Like, people all excited that America was advancing past the group stage with their dominant record of 1-1-1.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was like...
slow clap for America.
I guess we...
Especially since we had the chance to beat Portugal, and we fucked that up in, like, the last second.
Like, considering what we came from.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to face Germany, and we only lost to them 1-0. That's not bad.
Right, so, but, like... By comparison. using that comparison to Brazil, we were better than Brazil. Because they lost 7-1.
They've won, like, 6 times, so...
I was going to say, isn't Brazil pretty good? Yeah.
I think
Brazil they lost their top defender on yellow cards the game before, and their top offensive player...
Broke his back.
Yeah, but still, 7-1, I still think that would not make too much of a difference. I don't know. That's a fucking beatdown.
Yeah, I mean, that's
slaughter.
Like, and then the next game, which was was Argentina and the Netherlands, went 0-0, went to penalty kicks. That was a good game too.
I'm ready for Argentina though. Argentina all the way. Fuck the Germans. I'm scared. Well, the Germans, they're so united. Like, what if World War III was to happen? Hulk of the World Cup.
I almost kind of root for Germany just because my one buddy is a huge Germany fan. Like, he's always been, like, since forever. But I could care less, honestly.
But Messi, though. That Messi.
Yeah.
Do you have the alien story, Tony?
I saw something about it. I don't actually have it.
Pre-order? Yeah, there's a pre-order bonus, a pair of them actually. One is just a pre-order bonus in general. The other is a pre-order bonus from GameStop. And what these pre-order bonuses are is a pair of missions that will take place on the Nostromo, starring the original cast of the movie. So in the one, which I think is the GameStop exclusive, you will play as Ripley in that final sequence of Alien where you're setting off the self-destruct sequence.
I did not hear this, dude. You're getting me a little hard, though.
Yeah, but it kind of sucks that it's like GameStop exclusive.
I haven't pre-ordered at GameStop. So.
There you go.
Fucking hate that shit, man. Like,
oh.
How do we have to pre-order? We have to pre-order from GameStop. Like, no, I don't want that.
You forgot. I don't know if you guys saw this. This isn't big news. About, you guys see anything about GameStop and like pre-order bonus type shit?
Oh, how they're working with companies.
And
yeah, well, they did that already, but they want it to be involved at the beginning of development so that they have like a big say over what exclusive content is coming in the game. So instead of just like, here's a different skin for your Call of Duty gun, like, I don't know, maybe half the game is fucking, you get it at GameStop, you know what I mean?
Go fuck themselves. I don't want anything to do with that shit.
I don't like
it. They actually released a statement later today recanting it.
Okay.
Oh, they did?
I think
the funny thing is, like, I had seen it the other day, that story, and it kind of seemed like it flew under radar, like, not a lot of people were talking about it, and I was like, that's kind of a big thing, like, they're huge in the industry, and them going, we want to be involved early on.
I think it was something that they said that got misinterpreted by someone.
Or just kind of taken out of proportion, like, yeah. All right, yeah, we want to be there, like, we want to, you know, instead of just tacking something on at the end, at least, like, have an idea of what the bonus will be. Beginning, you know what I mean? Just something like that. Like, I don't know. Anyways, there you go. There's your story.
There you go. Because I only really want to buy digitally this gen, though, like, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to get Alien now.
Yeah, you know you're going to get it. One way or another.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like it.
Don't lie to us. Even though it's made by Creative Assembly. Bastards.
Yeah.
Traitors.
I have very, very high hopes. Like, at the very least, I hope it's as good as Outlast. But I have hopes that it'll be, like, the survival horror game that, like, reignites the whole...
horror game.
Yeah. Well, I mean
evidently, you will have a gun and you will shoot things. That came out.
I thought like the flamethrower was probably like the strongest weapon you got.
No, but, like, there are other people on the space station or wherever you're at, and they will try and kill you. You will need to shoot back at them.
Hmm.
Although doing so may bring the alien. So you might want, like, there could be a strategic element to it,
like,
where you
play
want
stealthy and avoid shit, or yeah.
Yeah, or like you want to like eliminate them, so you fire the gun, so that it, you know, they'll fire back at you, and then the alien comes and kills them, and you hide from it or whatever. I don't know. We'll see.
Hmm.
It might be one of those ones though, where I have to wait for like the Super Game of the Year edition though. Before I pick it up. Is there any other news?
That was all I had.
I don't think I saw anything else. It was Alien.
I have news.
Yeah?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah?
It's supposed to be good.
Suppose, like, what's that mean?
According to reviews.
Okay.
I will not watch that film because of that fucking title. It is the worst.
It's not great, because, like, the first one was called Rise, and then this is Dawn. It's like, wait, that's
bad. Kind of the same thing.
Well, it's kind of, like, same thing, but almost like they should have called the first one Dawn and this one Rise. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, dude.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, do you know what it's about monkeys? Like, do we really need Planet of the Apes anymore? Like,
I think it looks fantastic. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailers.
It looks pretty cool.
Rise of the Apes. Boom. Done. We don't need Planet of the Apes anymore.
Oh, we do. We need it. I like it.
But,
do we?
Yeah.
So I saw a movie this past week, which Jeff, I think you might want to check out. It's called Snowpiercer.
Yes.
Very Bioshocky feel to it.
Weird.
Where it's like this dystopian society. Well, the world has ended. Like, global warming was getting out of control, so they shot these chemicals into the air, and those chemicals, oops, like, sent the Earth into a fucking ice age. So everybody kind of went on to this ship, which was like a train, and they all jumped onto it, as many as they could, I guess, and it's been circling the Earth for the past 17 years. It's some weird railway where it's interconnected between continents and shit, but, you, like, follow these people that are in the lower class, and it's pretty crazy where you're going through these different train cars, and very Bioshocky, and, like, that feel where you're like, oh, well, this is where the, like, you know, the aristocracy was, and just to see how it's all destroyed, and it's kind of like Rapture before, what you imagined Rapture was before it was destroyed. It's pretty cool. You might want to check it out.
That sounds interesting. Like, the only thing that I knew about Snowpiercer before you just brought it up now is, like, I knew it was, like, a movie people were talking about, but, like, the impression I got off just the internet was, like, it's one that critics liked, but, like, people didn't really, like, I didn't see anyone on Twitter being like, oh my god, Snowpiercer is amazing.
Well, it just came out. Like, it just came out on Friday, like, here in the U.S., so.
No, but, like, I remember, like, I clicked on something, and, like, all people were like, God, that movie was fucking boring, and blah, 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 and I was like...
I didn't find it boring at all. Yeah, it's...
Alright, people are dumb. It is Twitter, so.
I mean, there's some really cool fight sequences, and, like, the action is... It's condensed into a small space, so it's very, like, tight quarters, and it gets pretty brutal at points where... You know, they're fighting hand to hand, and you're in that small space, and you have this uprising of, like, the lower class trying to push up to the front of the train against the rest of the people. I guess they're like first class passengers, and then the premier passengers. So they're trying to push past the security and stuff, and those fights are really, really brutal. I mean, it has an awesome cast, too. It's Chris Evans, who I believe he played at Captain America.
Yes.
It has Ed Harris in it. Sure. The guy who played Dumbledore, I think, is in it. I can't think of his name.
I never watched
Harry Potter. Is it an indie film?
What was that?
Is it indie film?
Kind of is, isn't it?
Kind of. I mean, it was picked up by the Weinsteins, but it's a South Korean film.
I know it was the director of The Host, which I thought was okay when I saw
it. Yeah, that movie was, it wasn't great, but...
It got reviews like I was. I remember, people, oh my god, I need to shoot.
Jizzed all over it. It's just the best monster movie ever.
Yeah, and I was like, I watched it, I was like, it was bad. You know, it was like...
It wasn't the next Godzilla.
Yeah.
I really liked this movie. It was pretty cool. I think being Bioshock fans, you might want to check it out.
Alright, cool. So, I mean, I wanted to see it regardless. There hasn't been a lot this year for me to get excited about in terms of movies. So, Dawn of the Planet of Apes, though, I'm going to see that shit within the next week, so I'll probably have a report for you.
I think I'm going to see it on Sunday.
I want, my plan is to aim for Sunday. That's my plan. We'll save that one.
Alright, I don't know what's going on next week. I will not be here, so...
No!
Oh!
These guys are in charge of...
Who the fuck is my host? Not me.
Obviously, Fozzie's in charge.
I don't like this idea at all.
I don't know, but bring Don on, make him host it. That'll make him really comfortable.
Awesome. Perfect.
This will end well.
But yeah, they'll be back next week with the show, and then I'll be back.
Fuck it, I'll host. I don't give a shit.
There you go.
Fozzie,
you have to show up on time if you're hosting it, Fozzie.
Hello and welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show.
We'll start recording at
midnight. We're doomed.
It's like a carnival barker.
Step right up, yeah? get your perfectly sane show fixed, yeah? I don't give a fuck. I'll be a carnival person. I don't give a shit. Hefe, did you get any questions? I didn't get any.
I didn't ask them. You were supposed to.
What? When did you ever tell me that?
Look in the Skype chat.
Yeah, I came fucking like...
He's typing it right now. He's like, oh, Fozzie, get his questions.
It was like at least half hour ago.
I did put questions. Did not go through. Or no one
yeah.
Tweeted.
All right. Well, get questions for next week. Everybody send questions in for them so they have some... air to fill.
Yes.
Or else I'm going to talk about Europa Universalis 4 the whole time.
We will not do any of that. Don't
case,
worry.
I will be gone at the bar.
I can't wait to...
I'll be wherever Chris is.
I'll be in Atlantic City.
Oh, sweet.
Oh.
I've never been there, but I want to go there.
You should play some poker while you're there.
I'm probably going to play some craps. I don't know about poker, though.
Blackjack?
Blackjack, if you don't win, you burn through money real fucking quick.
No, you don't. That's the only game I could last at for. Dude, I went...
Jeff was afraid to play poker, by the way. Afraid.
No, I wasn't. I just... There was no poker. There was no tournament opportunities for me. Like, it was
there's,
like...
plenty of cash opportunities.
I don't want to play with that. I'd rather do a tournament, and the tournaments were, like, Friday before I showed up, or Sunday after I left. I was like, okay, so that's not happening. But they had $5 blackjack. That's the thing about blackjack.
Oh yeah, there's no $5 shit at all.
Okay, like, well,
not during the summer here. Like it'll all be like $10-$15.
Well, the thing about blackjack is if you have enough money to play like 20 hands, you're gonna do okay. Like unless you just get a real bad streak, which happens, right? But like generally, dude, like I was there for two nights. I was like, I'll do $200 a night, right? I took $200 out the first night. I left the fucking third morning with $160, and I'd lost that $40 on the slots. So, I don't know. I could sit forever on a blackjack table unless, like, you're just gonna, like, you can keep losing, I guess, but that's when you get up and go, I'm gonna go do something else for a little while.
I prefer to play dice anyway, so.
I don't know how to play craps, but, it was funny, my one buddy who came with me, we were sitting there playing blackjack, and he got like a few bad hands in a row. He was starting to lose a little bit, like maybe lost $30, right? He's like, oh, I'm gonna get up. I was like, okay. And like, he went away. I saw him playing craps. I saw him like 20 minutes later back at my blackjack table. He's like, I lost all my money. See ya.
Yeah. But you can lose real quick there too if you don't know what you're doing, but.
Yeah. He knows, I have no idea how to play at all. He's trying to explain it to me. I was like, dude, you're not making any sense. Like, I'd have to see it. Like, I'd have to stand there watching you kind of explain it as I watched. Like, you know what I mean?
It can be real easy, or you can make it real complicated. Like, the easy way is you play the come line. So you want either a 7 or 11 on the first roll, because that's a winner, or a point to come out, and if the point comes out, then you want them to roll that again before a 7 or 11 comes out again. And then if you hit on that, like, you double your money.
Yeah, but there's all sorts of other bets.
There's like 100 other boxes on the board that you can bet. So if you're putting your money all over the place, you can lose real quick. But
and if you like, say you just want to bet, like you don't want to like throw the dice, you don't have to either, right? Like people just stand around and bet.
You don't have to throw the dice unless like you're the only person at the table, huh?
Yeah, but they do. They will pass them around.
They will pass them around. You can pass though. All right. You can be like, I don't want to roll.
Like I said, if I go again with somebody and they want to play craps, I'll go watch them. I will watch a little bit if it seems like I get.
Craps is fun though. You know? Yeah. You don't lose too much money with craps. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and the odds are like they're not tilted so heavily in the house's favor.
Well, neither is blackjack. I think it's like 1%. I think it's 1% in their favor.
So blackjack like, it's the most. Like willing game to be able to give you money back, like as far as against the house.
Right? Yeah,
it's the best.
I think Baccarat. Is Baccarat? Am I saying that correctly? I think that one is also the same way, but no one knows how to play it.
Except James Bond.
That's an old person game.
It's an Asian game. It's very popular with Asians. You ever go to a casino? Look at the Baccarat table. It's all Asian people.
You ever go to a casino? It's all Asian people anyway. There's a lot of Asian people if you go to casinos. A lot
of old people.
Yeah.
Well, old people at the slots.
Right.
What? What about Mahjong? Is that what I'm talking about? Mahjong.
Isn't Mahjong like the basically dominoes?
That's what I was thinking of then.
More or less.
Oh, you were thinking of the domino game.
I guess. They play
I don't know.
They make fucking money on it, dude.
I don't know what the fuck Baccarat is. So.
Yeah. I don't know what it is either. Talk about shit, I don't know. That's why
That's why I don't play it. I don't have a... And normally, like, the Baccarat tables are all higher end, so they don't even want you standing around.
Yeah.
Like, but I want to learn. Well, I don't give a shit. Get out of here.
But, okay. Dude, I love this casino, man. It was all $5 blackjack tables. There's like one or two $10 ones, and those are the tables that are empty. I was like, that's how it should be, man. And there's like I think that's 25 and plus were like tucked away in a fucking high roller section. I was like, get out of here, really?
25 like, high roller?
This place is great, dude.
Yeah, I'll be at the Taj Mahal most of next week, so.
No $5 blackjack for you? They don't have that one in Lake City. There's no casino that would have it.
Not during the summer, no, because it's a, you know, it's a beach town, so people go to the beach and the rooms are booked the whole week. Like you go during the off season, you'll get a $5 table.
See, I just kind of figured there'd be like non-tourist casinos as well, like just kind of. That's how it is.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, there's the Borgata, which is off-site, but they're a higher-end casino anyway, so... Like, they cater to people that can actually pay to go there. Yeah, you would think that they would have some $5 tables just to entice people to play, because the showboat's closing at the end of August, and the one next to it, Revel... It may close if they don't get a buyer by the end of August. There could be two really empty buildings there.
I love, like, if you go to a casino by me, like I had to drive to Wisconsin to this casino. So if you go to Illinois, there might be one $5 table, right? And there's, like, 20 people crowded around it waiting to get on it. Then you have, like, rows of fucking $25 tables. No one's sitting at. The dealers just stand there. Like, if I'm running a casino, I go, dude, open more $5 tables. Open some more $10 tables.
Right. You know open I mean? Something like, that somebody wants to play. Nobody wants to play the $25.
Obviously not. Because that's the thing about blackjack is you could go on a bad swing. So if it's like, you know, a $5 minimum bet, it's like, okay, I can lose like 10 bets in a row. I don't give a fuck. I'll come back. You do that with a $25 bet, you're gone in fucking 2 minutes.
Yep. Anyway, that's where I'll be next week. So you guys are in charge. Have fun with that.
Oh yeah.
Strategy Games Only podcast, oh yeah.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared, Hefe. Embrace it.
Fozzie's
XCOM before you come on. That'll end.
Sure.
Just play XCOM and did you download a Civ Rev on when it was free on Games with Gold? You could play some of that too.
No, I did not. I don't have my 360 hooked up, or I would have. God damn, that was free?
Yeah.
God damn it. I like that game.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
The, game, the free games for this month suck.
Yeah, what was... I mean, it's Guacamelee on the Xbox One, which is
okay.
Yeah,
I downloaded that.
What were the...
It's like an indie...
Oh, game. The Imposters thing, right? Like,
and, yeah.
Gotham City Impulse. Yeah, that game's not great.
I played it. I played it on PS3. I thought it was pretty fun.
It's okay, but it's that game's also
game.
Like it's like 3 years old, and who's playing it?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I guess if you're giving it away for free, maybe people are jumping in now.
Well, when it was free on PlayStation Plus, it was relatively new, and I was hopping into matches really easy, and like, I probably wouldn't have bought it, but like, it was fun multiplayer.
For free, yeah. It's worth playing.
For sure.
But considering, like, the past games, some of the past games they've had, that's kind of a disappointment.
Yes. You're like, where's my $60 retail release? And there's nothing.
Yeah, they're both indie releases, this, or like arcade releases, right?
Yeah.
That sucks. Anyway, I don't know, when did the game start coming out? August?
Never.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll have. Well,
it
you
feels
guys
like
won't.
Never.
You won't have it yet because the Destiny beta starts next Thursday. But a week after that, we'll have Destiny to talk about. So.
Great. Have you guys signed up for your platform?
Yeah, I signed up for the beta. So they'll email it or something, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So we'll have to play some of that.
I got my email. I picked Xbox One, so I'm good to go. Get excited.
I have not played or seen anything about that game much at all, so that'll be interesting.
All right. Well, Fozzie, say goodnight. Fozzie.
He said goodnight already.
I was asleep. Damn it, Fozzie.
Well, he did say goodnight. Jeff, you say goodnight then.
Goodnight.
Where the hell did Fozzie go?